This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Tuksuk Bay Islander boys are the first YK Delta team to get a win at the 1A state tournament this year. They defeated Port Allsworth yesterday in the opening round game of the tournament in Anchorage 69-53. Abraham Julius racked up 30 points to lead the Islander scores. The win advances the Islanders into the quarterfinals of the winner's bracket, where they will face third-seeded Shaktulik today at 3:15 p.m. KYUK plans to broadcast that game live on 6:40 a.m. The St. Mary's girls team lost to Kalwauk in the opening round yesterday, 33-57. Autumn Beans led the effort for St. Mary's with 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. The girls moved to the consolation bracket for the remainder of the tournament. The St. Mary's boys team lost a close game to Shaktulik in the opening round, falling 57-59 yesterday. St. Mary's trailed the whole game after being outscored by 11 points in the first quarter. Walter Sipri led scoring for St. Mary's with 25 points, followed by David Beans with 17. St. Mary's moves to the consolation bracket for the remainder of the tournament. The combined Pilot Station Marshall girls team was defeated in the opening round yesterday 25-49 by Tri-Valley. Marissa Bolvier scored 17 points in the effort. Pilot Station Marshall girls will now play in the consolation bracket as a result of the first round loss. The 1A tournament runs through Saturday. The 2A tournament begins today. Listen to the games live on KYUK 6:40 a.m. Turning now to the state legislature. This afternoon at 3:30 p.m., the Senate State Affairs Committee will hear a bill on tribal recognition. If the proposed bill passes, the state of Alaska would legally have to acknowledge Alaska's tribes as sovereign governments. Alaska's 229 tribes are already recognized by the federal government. Senator Mike Schauer is the chair of the committee considering the bill. His committee has already postponed the hearing twice. A spokesperson from Schauer's office said the committee meeting is expected to go on as planned today. The spokesperson said attorneys from the state of Alaska and Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka have been invited to testify on House Bill 123. The bill has already been passed by the House of Representatives. It must be moved out of this committee and one more committee before getting its final vote on the Senate floor. To tune into the meeting, head to our website, kyuk.org, and click on the link. Moving now to Bethel. In Bethel, on Monday night, a fire burned a family's home to the ground near H Marker Lake. There were no fatalities and minor injuries. KYUK's Desiree Hagen talked with the man who lost his home but saved his daughter.
Earl Polk had just finished lighting his wood stove and stacked a load of wet wood close to the stove to dry. He was settling in for the night and getting ready to put his daughter to bed. He stepped away from the stove and...
went to go to the bathroom, and I was in there less than a minute, and I heard a weird noise, and then I turn and look, and my daughter was coming out.
Polk said he saw flames moving through the air. The fire had quickly spread through his home.
Went pretty fast. I was totally awestruck. I mean, the thing looked to me like it was literally alive, almost trying to take us, but push us out.
As the flames consumed his house, Polk and his daughter moved quickly. The extreme heat of the fire caused the light bulbs above their heads to explode.
One of them, it melted into my hoodie.
He grabbed his daughter and started running towards the door, carrying her. The heat was so intense he had to crouch down and crawl on the floor with her. He felt two hot blasts of air and heard propane bottles exploding around him. Polk said he was unable to gather any belongings as he rushed to vacate the house.
I would say in less than 2 minutes, the whole place was engulfed.
Polk and his daughter escaped with few injuries. Polk suffered from burns on his hands, and his daughter, who has Down syndrome, had a minor burn on her head and, he said, some emotional trauma.
You know, I have to keep things at an even keel for her to be able to handle things. And then, you know, this whole thing was had her just really messed up there for a while. But she's okay. She's emotionally coming back to earth.
Polk and his daughter were not dressed for the below freezing weather outside. Polk says he's thankful to a man in a white Ford F-150 truck who let Polk's daughter stay warm inside his heated cab. Polk waited outside for emergency responders to arrive. Polk is trying to find this man with the truck. Polk wants to personally thank him, and Polk believes that he lost the keys to his four-wheeler inside the truck. The four-wheeler is Polk's only transportation and is now one of his few possessions.
Everything. We lost everything. They're all gone. My clothes are all gone. My phones are all gone. Everything, literally everything was lost in the flames. So we're in a rough spot right now, but, you know, but at the same time, very thankful that, you know, we got out.
Polk and his daughter are staying at his brother Warren's house. Warren Polk lost his home in a house fire nearly 3 years ago.
And so this is our second family-involved fire. Right now, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I got to do next.
Donations to the family can be dropped off at 4006 Sunny's Way in Bethel's Larson subdivision. In Bethel, I'm Desiree Hagen.